You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
In 1996, Hillary Clinton wrote a book entitled It Takes a Village. And in that book, she stated that it takes a village to raise a child. And we've been asking, does it really take a village to raise a child? We first looked and said, well, we're going to determine truth based on the Word of God. And what do we see from the Bible? Well, before God created a child, He created not a village, not the government, not the church even. He created a family. And we've looked at the value of the family. I was recently talking to a customer in our store who is a teacher and used to teach with my mom. And he says that every year he plays about 5 episodes of Leave It to Beaver in his class, and he's teaching sociology. And his principal, you know, well, why are you going over Leave It to Beaver? Why are you spending time on this? It's because Leave It to Beaver showed a family. They weren't perfect, but when they had a problem, they worked it out as a family. He talks to the children and he says, what would happen if after school I went home and drank and beat my wife? And he said, some of the kids say, teacher, that's what happens in my house. He talks about the value and teaches them so that the kids can understand the value of a family. Many people have experienced broken families today. Many kids have grown up without parents in the household, or at least one of their parents in the household. Some of them are growing up without either of their parents in the household. Families are vital to our society. They're vital to the upbringing of children. And the Bible makes this very clear, and we talked about this, that God hates divorce. Why does He hate divorce? Because it clothes one's garments with violence, and He desires godly offspring. This is why God hates divorce. He wants the children to grow up in the fear and admonition of the Lord, being trained by their parents in obedience to God's commandments. So if the family is so important, and it is, the Bible actually shows that it is, wouldn't it be good to take steps before a family starts, before a marriage starts, to preserve that family before it even begins? Certainly it would. And you might ask, well, how in the world could you take steps to preserve a family? Well, first of all, to look at the Word of God and to see what God has to say about a family and what God has to say about marriage, and to apply that to our lives, to apply it to this new proposed family. The first thing, the first principle that we need to look at is in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through 16, we see a principle about not being unequally yoked. Beginning in verse 14 of 2 Corinthians 6, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And here we see this principle, not being unequally yoked. And there are some that seek after beauty, or seek after wealth, or seek first after someone that they like their personality. First and foremost, we need to make sure You need to love God with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and look for a spouse who also loves God with all of his or her mind, soul, and strength. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program, A Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. Where would you be without your mom? When we think of existence, the answer is obvious. You wouldn't be here. Beyond giving you life, though, mothers play a vital role in raising and nurturing children, and do so without pay and often without the gratitude due them. This Mother's Day, take time to thank and honor your mom and commit to doing so throughout the year. And if you're a mother, thank you for the love and sacrifice you have made to care for your children. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Hey, we're back. We're ready to answer your questions, but we can't answer your questions if you don't ask them. You can ask them one of two ways. Either give us a call on the station line, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can actually head over to our live Facebook video and type your question into the comment section. You can get to our Facebook video either by going directly to Facebook, searching for A Faster PC. Our page has almost 23,000 likes. Or you can go to our website, afasterpc.com. From there, you can click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio and scroll down until you see the live video that's going on right now. By the way, if you're not able to watch the video right now, that's okay, because we'll have it up there all week. In fact, it'll be up there the next week and the week after that and the week after that. In fact, you can watch last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that. You can go on and on, and you can learn a lot by watching these videos for free. And sometimes when we're answering questions, we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through on the screen of the live video or the recorded video. You'll be able to see the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems. So just head over there and watch that. Again, at your convenience. You don't have to do it right now. And if you have a question throughout the week, you can type your question. We have a post at the top of the page. You can type your question into that, and we'll cover it on the next edition of A Faster PC Radio. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. We have a post at the top of the page. You can type your question into that, and we'll cover it on the next edition of A Faster PC Radio. Computer problems?
You need A Faster PC.
That's right, and we are back. We are ready to answer your computer questions, so give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Of course, that's the number to get your computer questions answered. Some people that want to utilize our services call that number, and of course, WPSL can give you our phone number if you want to bring your computer into our shop. And by the way, you don't even have to call us. You can just bring it in. We're open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, 9 to 2 on Saturday. But, you know, some people think, well, maybe I need to make an appointment, because I know that there are businesses that have been doing that in the last year, making appointments. We most of the time, we don't have, too many people in the shop, and our customers have most of the time been very considerate of other people. And if there are other people there, they just wait outside because we do have a small area. But anyway, you can come on in, at your convenience. Of course, if you want to reach us to schedule an on-site or talk to us about any other of our computer services, our number is 772-878-5978. And, one of the things I don't think you may realize all the time is there are quite a bit of computers in a lot of different places. And one thing that was interesting, I was in Walmart just recently, and I was taking something back because I had bought something for my dad, and it was the wrong size. I needed to take it back and get a different size. So I look over at the rug doctor machine, and this is where you rent rug doctors. And there's normally a screen in the middle of the display there. And lo and behold, I'll switch over to a full screen for the Facebook video. Those that are not watching, on the radio, I'll just verbally describe this, and I'll verbally describe it for everyone. But those that are watching on Facebook can see this. The kiosk had a blue screen error. So this is the old type of blue screen error that was the royal blue with the white letters, and actually the screen is sideways because what they've done is they've taken a screen and flipped it so that the narrowest part is running left to right, and the widest part is running from top to bottom. And you can do that in the operating system, but the base screen is the other way, where the widest part is left to right. But anyway, that was pretty pretty interesting that I did see that. And it just goes to show you that there's a computer running behind that screen. Also, the other day, I went to an ATM and actually went to make a deposit. And I deposited a check, and you can't really read this on the screen too well. But I deposited a check, the ATM printed my receipt, and then I saw a different type of blue screen, not the one that happened in previous operating systems where you had the royal blue screen with white letters. The new blue screens are more subtle. It's a milder blue, and it doesn't look quite as ominous. And this actually didn't have, normally there's a text in the Windows 10 blue screen errors that tells you that there is an error and Microsoft is gathering information to see if it can resolve that error. And typically there's a QR code. We'll explain that term a little bit later if we have time, but this actually did not have that. It just had that same color of blue, and in the bottom, it actually had that circle that with the dots moving around in a circle, and what it was actually saying, it was actually rebooting. I knew that that it was a computer behind that ATM screen, and it was rebooting. And the thing is, though, my card was inside the machine. It never spit out my card. It printed out the receipt. Thankfully, it finished the deposit, printed out the receipt, but it did not take my card. And the computer actually did, and the pictures on the screen really aren't coming out too clear, but you can see temporarily out of service. That was the message that I got at the ATM. I did wait there about 10 minutes. I called the bank. I actually reached someone on the phone. I asked them what's going to happen to my card. The machine actually did eventually reboot and come up to where it was operational. I was able, I have other accounts at this bank with different entities. I was able to put another card in, punch my PIN in, and then I clicked cancel. It actually gave me the new card that I had just put in. It gave me that back, but it still had my old card. And by the way, I don't have my old card yet. It's still in the ATM, and the bank says that they come and service the ATM about once a week, and when they come and service it next, that they will, that they'll take the, that they'll take the debit card into the branch, and they'll notify me, and I can come pick it up, or maybe I can get them to mail it to me. I'm not sure exactly how that's going to work. They can actually, they said that they can, and they did kind of put a hold on it just in case someone else gets in touch, gets a hold of the card. So, and, you know, so this is interesting. It just goes to show you how many computers and are, how many computers are running so many different devices today, including, you probably know that there are computers in your car, especially if you have a newer car, you have more and more computer components running various devices in there. And these are, you know, things are a little bit more complicated. Now, it's interesting why I called the local branch that this happened at. And the lady then answered the phone. She's very, very nice, very professional. She said, oh, that happens all the time. So they know this happens all the time. They know they have a problem with their computer, but they haven't resolved it. They know that it reboots all the time. Well, when she says all the time, I mean, obviously she's not meaning literally all the time, but it happens on a regular basis, but the bank hasn't resolved it. They haven't fixed the problem yet. And, or maybe the, maybe they have serviced or have a contract with another company to provide this service. And, but that company hasn't fixed it. So I'm not sure who's actually responsible here, but I know that the bank knows that there's a problem and it hasn't been fixed yet. Now that gets to a point that one of the things we see quite often is customers that tell us, well, you know, I have this problem, but you know what? I can live with it. And that's okay to a certain extent, but you need to realize and understand that at some point, some problems become bigger problems. And, you know, there are problems that are problems that, you know, may just be annoying and maybe they're not going to get any bigger. But there are also problems that can actually get bigger to the point where they cause a major problem, including possibly even disruption of your use of the computer or discontinuation of your use of the computer. And if you are using it for school or for business, maybe you're just using it. I know we have a lot of customers that use it to keep track of their finances. Well, imagine not being able to do that because you didn't take care of the problem when you first knew that it was there, and maybe it was even a smaller problem at that point. Sometimes it can even result in data loss. We want to save you and spare you from that. You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page, or you can go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. We are back. We're ready to answer your computer questions. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. A Faster PC Radio will answer your questions. And, of course, we were talking a little bit last week or in the last segment about some of the problems that, you know, we talked about the rug doctor machine, also the bank ATM. Obviously, you know, they probably knew about the rug doctor machine, and if they didn't, I'm sure they do now, because eventually, you know, they would have seen that it has a blue screen, had a blue screen error, and the bank ATM, the lady at the bank said, "Hey, yeah, we know about this. This happens all the time." So we had a customer that came in our shop yesterday, that had a computer, and it was a laptop computer, and he needed a new a power adapter. He had come down from up north down to Port St. Lucie to visit his in-laws, and he needed a power adapter. He left his power adapter up north. Well, that's a tough thing when you want to use your computer, you don't have a power adapter. We had a power adapter that we were able to, wasn't the exact one that he needed, but it was good enough to get his computer working. And so his computer, he was able to get his computer working. However, I noticed that the touchpad was raised up. In fact, on the left side of the touchpad, and this is kind of odd, just the way it was designed, on the left side of the touchpad, it was actually raised up probably an eighth of an inch. There was probably an eighth of an inch of a gap between the bottom of the touchpad and the case. And neither of the buttons, the left button or the right button, neither of those worked. So, you know, I asked him, well, you know, what, I was surprised really that it even worked. And I said, you know, you probably have an issue with the battery. The battery is probably going bad and it's swelling. And I said, that can actually cause a fire. I mean, you have to realize these lithium ion batteries, when they go bad, they can, especially the ones that are not in a hard case, they can actually cause fire. We've seen it in phones. One of our technicians actually witnessed a phone catch on fire. He knew the battery was bad. He didn't replace it, and he found out what can happen when you don't replace the batteries. Well, the reason I suspected that his battery was probably bad was because Robert himself in our shop, our technician, actually had a laptop that had an internal battery. So when you have laptops, a lot of laptops have external batteries where you actually have a few clips, one clip on each side. You slide that into the unlocked position, and then you can slide the battery right out of the computer real easy. You just change the battery when it needs to be changed. And they are in a hard case, and we really haven't seen any issues with those catching on fire or anything like that. But the ones that are internal are just in a soft cover on them. And when they start getting bad, they actually start to swell. The cells start to swell. And you can have situations where the battery starts pushing on other components. And Robert had one that was underneath his touchpad, and he noticed that his touchpad was doing some erratic things and it wasn't working as well. And then he realized that his battery was going bad and it was swelling, and he replaced the battery. Well, this customer said, well, you know, I've had this problem for a year and I've just let it go. And I said, well, you're risking fire. You know, what's going to happen if your computer catches on fire? You know, what's going to happen if your computer catches on fire while you're at your in-law's house, and maybe it catches their house on fire? Or, you know, it's going to probably damage your computer also. So this is not a good thing. It's not a thing, not something to be playing around with. And it's not something to be you don't want to risk damaging someone's house. You don't want to risk damaging your computer just because you don't want to change your battery. And by the way, I said, you don't have to change the battery, but at least if you're not going to change it, if you're going to leave it plugged in all the time, it's fine if you don't want to put a new battery in there, but take it out of the computer. He didn't know that he could take the battery out and still use the computer, but you can. You can take the battery out, just like if you have an external battery. If you have a laptop with an external battery and the battery's not working right, you can actually remove the battery from the computer. And as long as your power adapter is working fine and your DC jack, which is what the power adapter plugs into, as long as that is working fine, your computer will get power and your computer will function fine. And everything will work like it should. So this is something that he didn't know, and so he actually did pay us yesterday to remove the battery. You know, he talked about doing it himself, and I said, well, you may be able to do it. Some of our customers can do things like this, and some of them try and mess up their computer. And I wasn't trying to scare him, but we do have customers. I mean, we've had customers that have tried to install a new hard drive, and they actually literally ripped like the controller board right off of their hard drive and damaged their motherboard in the process. And, you know, those types of things can be avoided. You know, if you don't know what you're doing, you could try it, but you might want to try it with an old laptop that doesn't really matter. But just realize that the old laptop is not going to come apart the same way the new laptop is going to come apart. But you still will probably learn some basic steps. If you want to learn, you know, you could learn on a computer that doesn't really matter any, and then you'll be okay, and you won't be damaging it. Well, he did actually pay us to actually remove the battery yesterday so that he could actually run, get up and running, and you know, not be at risk of his computer catching fire. I even said, hey, what if this catches fire while you're on the airplane? I mean, you're not in control of when, you know, if his battery is bad, it can catch fire, and especially when it's already raising the touchpad, and then you're touching on the touchpad, which means you're putting pressure on the battery. You know that in the warehouses, when these computer components come in, the forklift operators are given special training on how to make sure that they're not damaging a battery. If their forklift goes through a box that has a lithium ion battery in it, it can cause a fire or possibly even an explosion. And this is something that I know the Walmart distribution center trains their employees on. I'm sure that every other distribution center probably trains their employees on as well. And you have to realize, I mean, what would happen if, you know, if you were on a plane and maybe your laptop got bumped and that was what punctured a cell in the battery, and all of a sudden flames shoot out. You know, you're in the air, and you don't want a fire to break out when you're in the air. That's not a good thing. You know, it's a good thing that most of us, maybe even all of us have been on many planes. We've heard all the safety speeches. We've heard about the mast dropping down. We've heard about the plane landing in the water. Right? We've heard about using your seat as a cushion. We've heard about a flotation device. We've heard about the flotation device that you put around your neck and you blow it up and so on. Most of us, if not all of us, have never had to use any of those, and that's a good thing. So, you know, you want to catch problems before they become major issues. We did have, you know, I've been on site and I've seen that, hey, your battery is causing a problem here. Your battery's getting old. It is swelling. It is a fire hazard. I would recommend that you either replace it or at least remove it. And by the way, the battery yesterday, just in touching his touchpad, and apparently the customer wasn't realizing this, but in touching the touchpad, I could notice that my fingers, I could notice the sense of acid on my fingers. And I actually touched near my eye. I didn't touch my eye, thankfully, but I touched near my eye, and actually I felt a little bit of a burn in my eye because maybe because of the oil, the acid had moved just a little bit. So you've got to realize, you know, the battery acid was already leaking from this laptop. So when you have problems like this, you want to treat them and correct them fairly quickly. Now, we actually got a call this week from WCNO, and they had a problem in their system, their system that we actually connect to, that we're connected to right now, to to stream the audio over to them so that we can be on WCNO, their computer was making, one of the fans was making an awful noise. And we actually happened, it was a proprietary, it was a fan and a proprietary power supply. The fan was also proprietary. So it wasn't a standard fan that we had in stock. The power supply wasn't a standard power supply that we would have had in stock, but we didn't happen to have a used power supply. We actually had some of those systems in our shop several years ago, and the customer didn't want to repair them, and we pulled at least one of the power supplies out. We had a power supply there. But, you know, when you, some of our customers in the past have heard the fan noise, and they've told me, yeah, it, I heard it, and it was getting worse, and it was getting worse, and it was getting worse, it was getting worse. And then it just stopped, and it went away, so everything was good. But now my computer's not working. And, you know, you say, well, there's a reason why your computer's not working. That's because when the noise stopped, that doesn't mean that you're, that the fan fixed itself. That means that the fan finally wore out and stopped working. That means that you actually at that point when the fan wasn't working, whatever component it was supposed to be cooling overheated. If it's the power supply overheating, well, you're going to have irregular power going to various components of the computer. That's going to cause problems. And if you, if it's maybe a CPU that is cooling down, well, the CPU is going to overheat, and then the CPU may actually corrupt your operating system on the hard drive. So, and by the way, your operating system is Windows, most likely. Could be Mac, you know, it can happen in a Mac also. So, you know, what would have happened, you know, if we wouldn't have had a power supply for WCNO? We would have put the original power supply back in the computer, and we would have ordered a power supply, and we would have sent them back to the office. You know, you can use a fan for a while it's actually making noise. You can use it for a little bit of time, but you have to know that it has to be taken care of on a fairly quick basis. You know, again, if we didn't have one, we would have ordered a power supply, sent back with the computer as it was running, and had them bring it back a few days later when we get the power supply in, and then we could swap out the power supply and get them all up and running. But you want to take care of some of these issues ahead of time so that you make sure that you're not leaving yourself vulnerable. Because again, we've had customers that have waited until they didn't hear the fan anymore, and then they thought the problem was resolved. They thought, oh, well, it's okay. It's not making any noise anymore. Well, it's not okay, because the problem is causing problems, and that fan was designed to cool something. And if the fan is not running when it's supposed to be running, then there's a problem, and you could potentially cause overheating. Most likely it's going to happen. You're going to have overheating. You're going to have some situations going on where you're not, things aren't going to function properly. And you want to take care of those problems ahead of time when you first start hearing those types of noises, so that you can make sure your computer isn't damaged. You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of fasterpc.com, and we have a link there that says listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions, so ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. Your computer questions. We're going to help you resolve your computer problems in the shop as well. And one thing that we actually just had a customer that came into the shop, and he had a Windows update that just happened. And one of the things that Microsoft does sometimes when it does Windows updates is it asks you if you want to complete your setup of Windows. And what they're really looking for you to do is to have a Microsoft account. When you have a Microsoft account, there are certain features that may be advantageous to you, but you're also required to have a password, possibly a PIN. A lot of people have the PIN and think the PIN is their password. It's not the password. You do have a password with when you have a Microsoft account. By the way, you can turn off those notifications. Let me switch over to full screen, just show you how you can turn off those notifications so that it doesn't ask you, so that Microsoft doesn't ask you whether you want to actually have a set up your account again, or remind you to do this to try to get you to have a Microsoft account. So you're going to click on Start, the Start button in the lower left-hand corner. That's the button. Unless you've moved your taskbar to a different spot, if you have Windows, your taskbar is in the lower left-hand corner. It looks like a four-pane window that is offset. And this is for Windows 10, these instructions. These instructions will not work with previous operating systems. And this particular topic is related specifically to Windows 10. But you're going to click on the Windows key, the Start button, and go up to what looks like a gear. When you point to it, it'll say Settings, depending on your version of Windows. That is Settings. Go ahead and click on that. That will bring up Windows Settings. From within Windows Settings, you want to look for notifications. They're in System. The System tab has notifications, and we'll see there's also notifications not only for Microsoft, but there's also going to be notifications. By the way, once we're here, we'll click on the Notifications button on the left-hand side, and we'll see that there's notifications not only for Microsoft, but there's also notifications for Chrome, for Edge, for Firefox. And when you go to certain websites, those websites may ask you, do you want to allow notifications? If you say yes, and you've allowed notifications to be displayed in Windows, then what's going to happen is you're going to, in the lower right-hand corner of your screen, over in the lower right-hand corner over here, when a post comes up from that website, you're actually going to see that coming up here. So, and you do have to check these periodically, because Microsoft may actually change some of these settings. Show notifications on the lock screen. Well, that's personal. These are personal preference, by the way, but I'm going to uncheck show notifications on the lock screen. The big one here is show me the Windows welcome experience after updates and occasionally when I sign in to highlight what's new and suggested. So that's, I'm going to uncheck that. And I believe that is the one that actually is attempting to encourage people or entice people to finish setting up their computer, which means that they want you to have a Microsoft account. And by the way, when you have a Microsoft account, they're hoping that you'll also subscribe to Microsoft 365, which is the subscription version of Microsoft Office, which may be a good deal for you. There's also other notifications that can come up, and we'll come back to that in just a minute if we have time. However, one of the things that the customer had happened was he created a Microsoft account, and he did so. He figured, well, it's not going to be what email address I use. He actually used an email address that he doesn't know the password to. I'm an IS internet service provider that he no longer has access to. Now, one of the things, if you have, let's say, a Comcast account, and you switch from Comcast, you can continue to use your email address. If you have actually, hopefully everyone can see me. We're getting a notice that our internet is unstable. Hopefully, hopefully we can stay connected here. But anyway, what we have seen is that from when you actually connect, when you're connecting on a regular basis to your email, you're okay. But when you have an issue where, let's say, you forget the password, or maybe you haven't been using the account in a while, you're going to have an issue. It's much more difficult to reset the password. You can't call AT&T or Comcast to reset the password because you're not their customer anymore. Again, this is talking about when you had an account with them. Maybe you switched from Comcast to AT&T or from AT&T to Comcast, or maybe your HOA office contracted with Bluestream or Lightstream. We've seen some of the communities going to these services, fiber internet, and it's much faster, much better. So anyway, you want to use that account on a regular basis. You want to make sure that you remember the password. And I've been able to successfully reset the password, if I don't know it, to reset the password by going and using their chat services. But they won't talk to you to reset a password. So you want to make sure that you have, with these accounts, especially if you have an account that's tied to an internet service provider like that, that may just at some point decide, hey, I'm going to cut this off, what you're going to be able to do is you can actually go in there and you want to make sure that you have backup accounts. Have a cell phone in there that you can receive a text to, so that if you need to reset the password that way, you can do so. Make sure that you know what your security questions and answers are. This is something that we see quite often, where customers, we ask them the questions and they say, well, what is your favorite restaurant? They're like, they answer, I don't know. Just say Outback Steakhouse. Well, the problem is it has to match what you answered when the account was set up. And what we see sometimes happens is sometimes the actual user of the computer didn't even set up the account. Sometimes one of their family members set it up. But if your family member sets it up, it's important that you know what it is. Or maybe a computer technician set it up. It's important that you know what it is. We tell you, if a Faster PC sets something up for you, we're going to have records of it. All you have to do is call us up, and we can provide you with that information. We can also provide it for you on a copy of the invoice that we email to you. So there's a lot of, we actually document, but a lot of people don't document. A lot of users don't document. It's important to document your passwords. It's important to make sure that you also, with your accounts that you're using when you're setting up a new account, whether it's a Microsoft account, an Apple account, Facebook account, whatever it is, use a email address that you have access to, that you know the username and password to, that you can access the emails to. Make sure you also have a cell phone that you can receive a text from if you need to reset a password. Have an alternate email in there also, so that you can also receive a code. Keep a record of your information. And you want to make sure that you're doing this in a way that that other people, hopefully, that shouldn't be getting into your accounts can get into your accounts. You don't want that to happen. One thing also that I want to just mention, we had a client just yesterday. They actually had a situation where they had a situation where they received an email. And the email actually purported to be
a Sam's Club survey, finishing this email and opening up the survey. And I actually looked at the email, and one of the things you can look at, and we encourage you to always do this, look at where the email is coming from. What email address sent this? Was it something from samsclub.com? Because if Sam's Club sent you something, they would have sent it from samsclub.com. I guarantee you. So in most cases, they're going to use their own domain. Well, this email actually came from premium license 19 at gmail.com. Well, that's a red flag there. That tells you that this is not a legitimate email. It's not something that you should really deal with. And by the way, you need to realize this. You need to notice this. You need to not respond to that. You don't want to actually get in there and look at this and try to get to a situation where you're actually utilizing or clicking on a link, thinking that it's actually Sam's Club, and then realizing later on that you've been scammed. Because what's going to happen is they're going to try to trick you into clicking on a link and giving them information about your Sam's Club account, giving them information about yourself, about your username, your password. Once they have some of that information, they can utilize that to maybe log into your Sam's account. Maybe they can purchase something using your card, have it shipped to their location. By the way, we've had this happen where people, fraudsters, have contacted us, attempted to order something with a stolen card. We've called the credit card company and said, listen, we can ship them something that's worthless. They don't care. The credit card company doesn't want to catch them. It's too big of a hassle to them. So just realize you are the one that has to protect your identity. And we're coming to the end of today's show, but I wanted to remind you that you can listen to or watch any part of this that you missed over at our Facebook page. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is, Does It Really Take a Village to Raise a Child? Taking Steps to Preserve the Family Before It Begins. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. If you want to reach our computer Facebook page, just head over to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. It has almost 23,000 likes. Also, you can find it by going to our website, which the address is afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to A Faster PC Radio. Again, when you get there, you'll be able to hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to watch this week's show, the last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. And if you choose, you can share them with your friends as well. We're located also at 7190 South US 1, just north of Rio Mar on the east side of US 1. Rio Mar is one light north of Prima Vista. And we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Again, that's 7190 South US Highway 1. Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Where would you be without your mom? When we think of existence, the answer is obvious. You wouldn't be here. Beyond giving you life, though, mothers play a vital role in raising and nurturing children and do so without pay and often without the gratitude due them. This Mother's Day, take time to thank and honor your mom and commit to doing so throughout the year. And if you're a mother, thank you for the love and sacrifice you have made to care for your children.